Okay, you guys, let me ask you a question. Do you struggle to get your weddings featured? Are your wedding submissions constantly being rejected from your dream publications? Does the thought of creating your own submission completely overwhelm you? Well, this is exactly why I created Submission Support, to help wedding photographers and planners just like you. Inside our monthly email membership community is where you'll learn what makes a good submission, how to start thinking like an editor, how to curate your images, and how to submit your next wedding all on your own. I've helped dozens of photographers and planners get featured, and now I get to help you directly in your inbox every month. To learn more, visit submissionsupport.twithjanae.com and join today. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Tea with Janae. I'm your host, Janae Kirshner of Janae Kirshner Photography and the photo education and coaching site, Tea with Janae. Tea with Janae is where we give real advice, tangible tips, and thoughtful insight about what it's really like to be a wedding photographer. I'm super excited about today's brand new episode because I'm chatting with my good friend, Becky Ringler, all about a practical guide to using affirmations in your business. This is the third and final episode of our three-part series all about affirmations, mantras, and manifestations. Today, Becky walks me through in real time how to use everything we've been talking about over the past two episodes in my personal everyday life, especially for my business. You're going to hear my real reactions and thoughts as she walks me through this incredible exercise. It's so much fun, and I can't wait for you to experience the same process with us. A little bit about Becky before we get started is that she is the owner and founder of Simple Kona Beach Weddings, and she is also a mindset, life, and dating and relationship coach since 2005. She's also the author of the book, Reeling Him In, The Essential Guide to Manifesting Your Perfect Guide. And we're really excited because at the end of the episode, we have a really special surprise for you guys. So be sure to listen to the whole show, and at the end, we can't wait for you to find out what we've got up our sleeves. So let's get excited. Let's grab a cup of tea and enjoy the show. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm so excited you guys are here. I have a wonderful guest on the line, somebody you all know, Becky. Can you say hi to everybody?
Hello, everybody.
Welcome back.
Thanks. I'm so glad to be here again.
I know. Me too. You are our first triple guest. So this is very exciting for Tea with Janae. Thank you for coming on. Today, if you guys haven't listened to our previous two episodes, we've been diving into the world of mindset and affirmations. And today we're rounding out our series with our third episode. And we're going to be talking all about a practical guide to using affirmations and mindset in your day-to-day business. So we're going to take all those tools, all those tips, everything that we've previously talked about, and Becky's going to help us use it in a practical and actionable way, which I'm really, really pumped about because this is new to me. I'm going to be the guinea pig today, and we're going to do a live sort of call with her. And I'm pumped. So how are you doing?
I'm great. I'm really excited to be here and to share this. And it's, as I was saying to you earlier, Janae, this is the first time I think I do this with my coaching clients all the time, but it's the first time I'm outlining it. So hopefully it comes across as nice as it feels when we're actually going through the process. I'm really excited though. It's very effective. So I'm super excited to share it with everybody today.
Yeah, me too. I'm excited. But before we begin, for the listeners that don't know you or haven't listened to our previous shows, let's just introduce you again. Just tell us a little bit about you, your company, and how you got started.
Sure. So I'm Becky Ringler. I live here in Kailua, Kona, Hawaii, and I am the founder and owner of Simple Kona Beach Weddings. And I plan, coordinate, and officiate beautiful custom weddings on the beach here in Kona. I also am a mindset coach and a dating and relationship coach. I have written a book. It came out a couple of years ago called Reeling Him In, R-E-A-L-I-N-G, The Essential Guide to Manifesting Your Perfect Guy. But really right now, obviously my focus in general in life is on love and general happiness in life. And when I coach clients, it's all about mindset and really making the most out of your life and business. Yes. So I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy that you're back. So let's start with the sort of beginning. Like, can you tell me and us who are listening, you know, what kinds of problems do people usually come to you with?
So basically, I mean, clearly people talk about a broad range of things, but I feel like the typical, especially when we're talking about business, which especially I know a lot of the listeners here are entrepreneurs, they have their own business. Often it's things like, I really need help because I hate doing a certain aspect of my business. Like maybe I hate doing my accounting. Like I'm a photographer. I am not a math person. Like I hate doing that, but I know I have to. Or I have too many emails and too many calls to respond to on top of my other work, and I put them off and then I feel disorganized. Or I also have clients that have like are serial entrepreneurs. They have several irons in the fire. They have several things that they're good at and several things they do. And sometimes they need help organizing them and making sure everything gets done, and basically just making your world and your life happier. Mm-hmm. And feeling more organized. And of course, you know, other things could be blocks, like feeling like, you know, you don't deserve to be paid up to the next level. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're feeling like, I don't have enough leads coming in. Is there something I'm doing wrong? Mm-hmm. And you start going down the negative rabbit hole. Right. So there's all sorts of different types of things and ways that we can get around these. Now, before we get into actual tools, the other thing to say is, by the way, if you hate doing something and you're at the point in your business that you can hire somebody else to do that, please do. So that's something else I want to just say, like, you don't have to suffer through if you can't afford it, if your business can afford it, that's the time to start exploring, handing off those activities that you don't like. But there are times in our business where either we want to do them, we have to do them, or for practical reasons, we couldn't hire someone yet to do those things. Mm-hmm. And so that's where this, especially for things like, I hate doing my accounting, for instance, where things like this will be helpful. But then there's blocks and other things that have nothing to do with hiring somebody else. That's just a mindset issue. So right. I'm excited to dig in.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think as an entrepreneur, someone who's been, who has her own business for 12 years now, going, you know, hopefully for 12 more, you know, there are a lot of things that creep in, especially because it's like we have a freelance business. You know, we are freelancers. We don't have corporate America, you know, with a steady paycheck, and doubts especially come in with slow bookings, people ghosting you. And you know, the things that we've talked about in the past, like mindset and money and affirmations, like those really have helped me overcome some of those blocks and some of those daily battles. You know, some days are harder or easier than others, depending on, you know, the mood. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm excited for us to sort of take everything that we've talked about in the first two episodes. And if you haven't listened, you'll be okay. You can still stay here. But I think, you know, going back and listening to what we chatted about before is going to be like an aha moment, like hopefully by the end of today's show, where you're like, oh, okay, I get it now, you know? So that's exciting. So let's talk about how we're going to use these tools, and you're going to sort of walk me through this process. This is my first time doing it, you guys. I've never done this before with Becky, even though we're friends. So it's really it's like an unboxing of my fears or whatever in real time. So let's talk about, you know, how you help your clients move past these issues, you know, using the tools we've talked about.
Sure. So we're going to start using something that you're dealing with, Janae. Like, so I want to hear about something that you feel might be in the way of your business happiness. So it's a block. It's a thing in general that irritates you throughout the day. whatever that might be, let's just start there. The thing that feels most pressing.
I feel like I go through ebbs and flows of like confidence in my business and confidence in myself. I definitely feel some days like, oh yeah, I'm worth every penny. And then sometimes I have a little bit of imposter syndrome where no one is going to pay me that. But I think what you said before in the beginning about what am I doing wrong? Like, why aren't people contacting me? Or like, why am I having a low booking season or things are low? I feel like that really is on my mind more often than not. So I would like to talk about that.
Okay. So those are great. I've written down those things too. So that helps me. And by the way, if you're going through this process at home for yourself and you don't have a guide, write down those things first, because that's going to be really helpful. And it's okay to acknowledge them. We're not going to use these. Remember how when we were talking about affirmations, you don't want to affirm something you don't want to be true.
Right.
Nonetheless, it is helpful to write them down so you can see, like, put it on paper and be like, oh, okay, this is what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
And later, by the way, you can cross it out, you can erase it, you can burn it, whatever you need to do, but this is helpful. And so this is really what we're talking about here is a major, just like a mindset issue, right? Mm-hmm. And the other thing, by the way, that I will say is that it is also hard when you're going through, why aren't people contacting me? And maybe you go through this, Janae, where you hear other people saying, I'm so busy right now. I can't even take in all the leads I have. And then you think, is there something wrong with me?
Yeah.
Wondering if that's something that you go through.
Yeah, no, for sure. I have a lot of friends in the business and I'm happy for every single one of them. Yeah. You know, I support my friends and celebrate their big wins and they're with their losses. But yeah, lately it feels like a lot of people are like, oh my God, I'm booked up for next year. And that is wonderful, but like, I am not. So it makes me think, what's wrong with me? Yeah.
Okay. So a couple of things. First of all, remember that we want to, there's a lot to unpack here, but first of all, I'll say, well, okay, so you're not. So that's the reality of the situation. But we want to focus on, what is your goal? What would you like to see happen? So let's just imagine that first. So we're going to start with the big picture. What do you imagine? Do you want to be booked up next year? What's your ideal situation? So let's talk about that first.
Yeah. So my ideal situation would be to have 10 beautiful coastal weddings with incredible planners that align with my business vision and goals.
Okay.
And that is one of my affirmations that I write daily.
What is the affirmation that you have?
So I say, I work with luxury wedding planners who align with my brand vision and goals.
Okay. So that is a good general affirmation. Mm-hmm. So in this case, we're looking at next year and something that you want to have happen. Mm-hmm. So let's start there. It's December 2023, mm-hmm. and I'm so happy and grateful. So you know where this is going, right?
Yeah.
So I want you to be very specific. So for those of you that don't know and maybe haven't listened to our past episodes, what's helpful is that you project yourself into the future as if it is happening now, mm-hmm. so that you can. So the affirmation that you gave is a wonderful affirmation, but it's very general. That can happen anytime, anywhere. This is a specific thing, like you want to be booked up for next year. Yeah. You want 10 beautiful coastal weddings with incredible planners that align with you. So let's go forward into December, end of December, December 31st, 2023.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you state the date. It is December 31st, 2023. And I am so happy and grateful that, and then I want you to describe the year. What was it like? Business goals.
Yeah. Oh, like the whole thing or just what we're talking about now?
It's what we're talking about, but you can feel free to expound and we can always narrow it down.
Okay. Okay. So it's December 31st, 2023. And I am so happy and grateful that I had one of the best years in my career. I shot the most beautiful weddings at the most beautiful and luxurious locations at some of my favorite places, such as Martha's Vineyard, Block Island, Nantucket, Rhode Island, of course, Montauk, the Hamptons. And I worked with incredible planners, dream clients who love me and appreciate my art and who want to refer me to their friends.
That is awesome. Okay. And so you can even add in something about how much do they pay you? They paid me the most I've ever been paid.
Yeah.
Or you want to add in an income goal into that as well. So that was perfect what you said.
Yeah.
I'd like to have you enhance a little bit more because I know that that's important to you, some income goals. So did you finish with X amount of dollars?
Sure. I mean, you know, aim high. Let's say I broke 250 for the year, 250K
at least.
Okay. Let's say that.
Yeah. Okay. And what I loved, by the way, is when you were saying that, I could, now, for those of you that don't know, I can actually see Janae right now.
Yeah, we've got the video on. Oh,
I can see her face. And I can, how do you feel right now?
Good. I feel good.
So, okay. And I also want you to add in, and I feel amazing, or like, I feel this. I mean, clearly, when you say it, I could hear that you could feel it as if it had happened and how it made you feel. Mm-hmm. So by the way, a little key is when you're doing this, you want to create something. You really painted a beautiful picture, Janae. I could see it all. I could see the places you'd been. I could feel how wonderful it felt. And then as you do that, it brings you into that actual vibration mm-hmm. of that person who has that life.
Yeah.
And so, and then you can add the part about, you know, and, you know, and to top it all off, I capped the year off with at least $250,000 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the reason we say at least or more or something, because you want to cap it, the universe will deliver.
Yeah.
But you don't want to say you don't want to say, oh, well, you said 250. So we're only doing 250. Like you could have, it could be $1 million year, you know, it could be anything you want,
totally.
But you can aim for your, like your base. Mm-hmm. So your base is like 250K, and that feels good. It sounds like that feels attainable, which it is, by the way. So
Yeah. I mean, yes, it's so funny that we're doing this live because it's like, oh, I feel so much better. It's so funny that now all of a sudden I'm like, oh, this is such a different way that I have never done an affirmation before, writing it as if in the future that it's happened now. So I write stuff like I have booked, or I've booked my ideal client today, or I, you know, shot with this planner or whomever. But I've never said on this date, I will have had the best year ever. I will be celebrating. And I think that's really neat. You know, it's like such a new way to do that, and you're like you're giving me the space and the permission to like dream big. And I think that people don't do that. You know, like 250 sounds really scary. Like haven't reached that, but you know, it's close, like it's getting there. And it would be nice to be like, yeah, that was the best year ever. You know, we can get our dream house sooner. You know what I mean? Like it's just, I think giving yourself permission to play with the universe is also exciting and feels really fun.
I'm so glad. And that is the whole point, because when you project yourself into the future, stating it as if it's already happened and you're reflecting back, there's something magical about that. Sometimes I feel like when we're little, we do that really well. Like we project ourselves into the future all the time. We play house, we play whatever, like we play magical, whatever it is. And sometimes we forget how to do that as adults. And the universe loves play. Mm-hmm. They love it because it also brings you right into the moment. It makes it real for you now. So the best thing, and something we've talked about before, is the universe doesn't distinguish between, it doesn't have time. Time is like a weird relative thing that we create. And so when you feel something as if it has happened already, as if you've already attained it, as if you were already that person, and you're matching that vibration, it comes to you way faster mm-hmm. because there's no block. Right. And it's not like some ambivalent like time in the future. You're setting in motion like, oh, the universe knows it has to happen by that time or something. So, and I'm glad to know that felt good too.
Yeah. It's so funny because it's reminding me, not funny, haha, but like interesting that I was recently listening to The Secret again. And one of the stories is this guy, and he wanted to make $1 million. And he said, how do I get to make $1 million? And then he came up with this idea to sell his ebook for like $9. And then he's like, well, if I could just get into like a national magazine, then I could have a lot of people find me. And then the National Enquirer, like, you know, the universe brought this writer to him. And he said that at the end of the year, he made like $989,000. And he was like, it wasn't $1 million, but it was pretty close. He was like, I wasn't complaining at all. And then, you know, it's just so interesting. That was his goal, and his mentor like pushed him to think about that. So this is making me be like, oh, okay. So now this is like ahead, like aha moments are happening for me. How do I do this? Like, do I do this every day? Do I do it once a week? Like, what is the practical usage of this?
So ideally you do this every day. Okay. I mean, really, it's like at a time that feels good to you. So it could be in the morning, right before you start your work. It could be right before you go to bed. Mm-hmm. So just pick a time. It doesn't take that long to do this. What, a minute or two?
Yeah.
You know? And when you have it written out, it really helps to write it out so that it's clear to you. And for those of you listening, go back to listen to hear how Janae did it, by the way. But you state a date in the future and you say, you know, it is, in this particular example, December 31st, 2023. And I am so happy and grateful that, and then spell out your year. You could say that I have, you could also start, if income is super important to you, you could start with that. Or, you know, like, I have made at least $1 million this year. And I am so elated to know it was easier than I ever thought it could be. Mm-hmm. And I worked with the most amazing people and all these opportunities, you know, whatever it is. You can try and be specific enough, but also give the universe some room to give you some surprises. Mm-hmm. That's always what I like to say, because we don't know what we don't know. Mm-hmm. And you can be vague enough, specific enough so that there's some parameters, but vague enough to allow unexpected surprises to come your way. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important, because you might make it harder on yourself, because sometimes the universe will be like, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you this opportunity like that. But if you're really specific, it might say, oh, well, you don't want that. All right, well, never mind. I know that sounds funny, but it's actually true. There's obviously, this is the law of physics here with, well, this may be super woo-woo for some of you, but anyway, just trust me on that. and try and think about the things that you want, and also write it with feeling. Mm-hmm. So when you say it, feel the feelings. You can even be very specific. When I moved to Hawaii, I realized that I had been manifesting that, because I used to say, in fact, I think I did have a date, but I'm so happy and grateful. I've just finished the most amazing day on the beach in Hawaii. The sand, you know, I could still feel the sand beneath my feet and the warm breeze on my skin. And I can't believe that we live here now. Like, I had a very specific vision. You can create all the feelings, the sensory feelings, to make this real. Or if it's December 31st, 2023, and I'm standing in my new kitchen right now, mm-hmm. of our beautiful house that we were able to purchase this year because of whatever your goal is, and make it as real for yourself as you can. Mm-hmm. And if you're a visual person, paint a good visual picture. If you really react to smell or feel, whatever it does to make it feel as real as possible, as if it's happening in this moment, add those things in so that you can experience it, not just reading it like blah, 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 but mm-hmm. like just how you were saying it, I could feel it as if it were true.
Yeah. So, well, I like what you said about sort of making it feel as, you know, sensory. Like, would you light a candle? Would you put on like the music maybe you were going to listen to? Or I know like a good goal, or like a visual goal I have, is in my refrigerator. Speaking of kitchens, I have a bottle of champagne from, you know, like a nice vintage. And it's like for a special, like, it's a goal bottle, right? Like when I book my next big wedding, I'm going to be celebrating with that bottle. And like, it's a daily reminder when I open the fridge, like, oh yeah, that's, I'm going to open that soon. I don't know. Is that kind of like a similar thing?
Yeah, absolutely. You can have a tangible thing like that mm-hmm. you are, and in your goal, you can say, we've just cracked open that bottle of, you know, and in this case, that sounds like a smaller goal, like a mini goal on the way to the big goal.
Right.
But you have something like that that you decide to do. Maybe you take a trip. Maybe you're going to reward yourself in some way. I'm definitely a person, a carrot. You know how they say carrot or the stick? Some people are motivated by bad thing happening to them. I am definitely motivated by the prize at the end, not the other way around.
Right.
So if you're a prize person, think of some way to reward yourself. And then when you're stating your goal, I'm so happy and grateful, we're on our celebratory trip to Bora Bora, or whatever it is for you, that the really amazing thing that you want to have happen. And I'm reflecting back on my life, and this year was filled with whatever it is for you.
Right.
And And it could be, so if that's the case, say it's a trip or it's the tangible bottle of champagne. If it's a trip, you might have a picture of the place you're going to go. Or if it's something special you're going to do to mark the occasion, have something tangible that you can just look at.
Right.
And bring yourself right there. If it's the new house you're going to buy, have a picture of it, like what you imagine it to be, and have it in your little journal that you look at or on your phone. And also what you just said about the champagne bottle, it's great to have little mini goals that you reach along the way to help you get there, because this is the overall goal. But then the main way to make this happen is to celebrate little successes along the way. So it doesn't feel like, oh my God, how am I ever going to get there? Like, think about the first step, not all the steps altogether. This, right. I'm happy and grateful, takes care of that for you.
Yeah.
Break it down to what's the next step.
Yeah. And also the universe will deliver things when you aren't expecting them, or like when it, when you're ready, but you don't think that you're ready, opportunities arise and you're like, oh, I think I asked for that. Right. Like, here it is. So, and then also like, once you say it and you believe it and you feel it, and this is sort of almost like a visualization of mm-hmm. your affirmation, that like the universe has gotten the message and now is like on its way to start making stuff happen. And I like what you said, celebrate the small things. And maybe that's like a way of saying thank you to the universe, that it knows that it's doing the right thing for you, to you or for you. And you're grateful for that. I love that. And maybe even like, write, you know what I just thought of? Like, maybe I should write on my champagne bottle, like what I want to celebrate, like my next 20K booking or like my next 50K booking. You know what I mean? Like,
get a new one for each booking then,
I know a friend that does that. She has mini champagne bottles and she puts the dollar amount of each booking on the bottle. Ooh, good tip. Maybe I'll do that.
Whatever it is for you. So for some people, it could be a special dessert or a dinner out somewhere mm-hmm. or like something that you can have a way. You can make yourself a chart, like whatever it is that makes you happy, that makes you motivated, something tangible that you can see every day that makes you excited. I used to have on my wall like a little thing, and I put stickers as I was reaching my goal. So I put like a sticker when I got something. It reminded me of when I was little, and I actually made myself my own chore chart. My mom did not make one, and I would give myself a sticker when I completed something. My mom gave me the stickers, but then I was like, I want to do this because I want to see stickers, and I liked being rewarded. So like, I created this little thing. If I'd reached a monetary goal on my way, I would just like put a little sticker, and it was like a little, like one of those little thermometers that mm-hmm. people do.
Like a fundraiser.
Yeah. And I just filled in with stickers to the top. So that's always something fun. Whatever it is for you, everybody has their own thing.
Yeah, everybody's different. Some people like shoes. Yeah. Some people like vacations.
Yes, that's right. That's a great idea. Like, yes, exactly. For some people, it's a splurge on shoes or a purse. Or again, it could be an experience for yourself, like a spa day or something fun you do with your partner or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. whatever that is, those little steps along the way. In fact, that's one of the big things, is that you have this big overarching thing. This is like the visualization. That's exactly what it is, Junaid, a visualization of your year as if it has happened. And then we break it down into little pieces so that it's easier to attain that. So you can just start with the first step, whatever that is. What's our first goal there? Yeah.
So I guess the question would be like, this affirmation or this visualization can be as long as I want, right? Like there's no cap to it, because I feel like some affirmations like that I say daily to myself are pretty short, right? Like, I'm a money magnet, I am successful, I'm with what wealth looks like, they're like little short ones, like 2-3 words. So I guess this longer version is new, and I just sometimes just need like the okay, like that's totally fine.
Oh yeah, because it's a fleshed out version of your life, right? Mm-hmm. So and it's open enough for surprises in there, right? You have the feeling like, I work with people or couples that make me happy. So you're not saying, I work with Jenny and Tom, right? Or even for planners that you want to work with, there might be specific ones, but there might be somebody that you don't even know yet that is fabulous, right? Like that hasn't come into your life yet. So you can, it's the feeling of how you are with those experiences. That's the most important.
Yeah.
Rather than the specifics of the who's or the what's or the when's. But right. I do like that you named in your case the places you like to be, right? So those are important because that, but you didn't say the specific venue or the specific thing. You're leaving it like open because anywhere there would make you happy.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So I hope that that's helpful enough. And that is, so what we just talked about, by the way, so let's go back for a second. Now, when we go back to your initial thing about doubts, imposter syndrome, why aren't people contacting me? How do you feel about it now?
I feel good.
So it kind of goes away, right? Because
right,
you're like,
yeah, oh, because my brain, you know, what's happening is my brain is happy now, right? So like, you know, anybody who has a business, you have those weeks or months where you're like, it's not looking so great. And now it's like, wow, I'm excited because next year is going to be amazing. Like it might not be booked out right now, but I got a lot of time between now and December 31st. And also I think I like to track things. So I'm a big tracker. I track all the money I get, all the money I make, free or not free. I learned that from The Secret too. And actually Denise T. But I think with this exercise, keeping a separate tracker of like the things that will happen from this day forward will be really interesting. And maybe we should do a follow-up like next January and see where I'm at. And
yeah,
I don't know if you want to share, but like, I'm sure people are like, well, what's Becky's goals? Like, what would be your, you know, what would be your thing that you would do? Like your turn to do this.
Yeah. And it's, you know, what's funny is that when I look at this, I think my biggest issue is that I've got a lot of things that are floating around. And sometimes I get like, gee, that's a good question, Janae. I don't even know what it is for me because I've done this so many times in the past. And I'm at this point where I have a couple of different things happening. But so this is actually something that I need to do. So let me just wing this now. So I have one for this year, but I want to think, I want to project into the future. So. Yeah. Okay. It is December 31st, 2023, and I am so happy and grateful to be standing in the home of our dreams, overlooking the ocean. The sun is going down. I feel the warm Hawaiian breeze on my face, and I'm just so grateful for this past year. Not only have I worked with the most amazing wedding clients and had the most fun I think I've ever had, making the most money I've ever had, but I also have a very steady stream of passive income coming in so that I don't ever have to worry if I have an up or a down month with my weddings. I can take the weddings as they come because they bring me joy and because I want to do them. We have over $1 million in our bank, and I am shocked that this happened and I can't even believe it. But I'm so grateful for it. And I just feel so excited for where the future goes, because now I feel like we can, I'm looking ahead to the future. And I imagine all of the travel that we'll be able to do, also being able to have spend time with loved ones that we don't get to see very often because we live so far away. And I'm just resting in gratitude for this space of wealth and happiness and also health that I and my partner sit in. So
I love that.
Yeah, I'll tweak that a little bit more, but that it's fun that we'll have this on recording so I can also like take note because I want to bring it down, everybody. That was like off the cuff. And so the other thing that I recommend is that you start and you may tweak it as the year goes on. If you're like, oh, I thought of something else I want, or oh, you know, my goal has changed a little. It's okay to also change it. I want to give you permission to, if something happens in your life or in your, or like, man, I wasn't specific enough, or I want to raise this, or I want to change this, feel free. It's okay. It's a work in progress. If you're happy with it, stay with it. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. When you first write it, maybe your mind is,
maybe you're thinking small.
That's right. Maybe your mindset is a little condensed or a little small. And then you realize later, like, man, I can go so much bigger. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah. So. And we talked about social proof before. So I think once you start seeing some social proof happening to you, it's pretty incredible. I mean, today, I told Becky this yesterday, but I got a check in the mail for $150 out of nowhere. And we found a quarter on the way to school. And then we found 20 cents on the way home. And, you know, like I said, it's just the universe dripping money, dripping little signs to me that it's coming. And I think once people start seeing social proof for themselves, it's pretty incredible. So, you know, you have to just believe it and know that it's on its way. And I love like the positive way that we can use this technique in our business, you know, and once you see something happen, you know, you start seeing it working, you know, you can, I'm sure, use this in your personal life and translate it to other things. And that's why I think it's so beautiful and magical, because it's really just being really clear and then letting it happen.
Yes. And this is such a, there's something about it that at least like, full disclosure to everybody listening, I was not prepared to answer that question. I'm great at asking other people that question, but sometimes for myself, all of us, even those of us that practice this and coach this, we fall off the wagon. And it's funny because I have this clear goal for this year. I hadn't projected into 2023 yet. So I'm really grateful that you asked me that. And it was fun. Now I'm like filled even with more energy and more focus. And so try this and you're going to feel amazing. And a lot of the small stuff, all of that stuff goes away because now you're thinking about the larger goal and you trust leads are going to come in. Yes, I'm worth it. You know, like all of the things that might be self-doubts can kind of go to the wayside. But also, by the way, if for some reason some of those are still nagging you, you can do affirmations to help counteract that. Like, people see my value and they pay me with excitement, or, you know, whatever it is, you can do little affirmations and listen to our previous calls about that, about how to change something around into something that really assists you in creating a more positive mindset around the things. But when you start thinking about the bigger picture, these little, I don't want to call them, they're not stupid. They're like these things that nag us, right? Yeah. When we're caught in this small mindset. They come up because we're in a weird vibration. It happens to everybody. Sometimes you get just knocked. And then when you can think of the bigger picture, all of a sudden it's like, oh, whatever. It's gone because I feel better.
Right. It's like that saying, like, don't sweat the small stuff, right? You know, like once you start thinking bigger picture, like I immediately felt better. You know, that's just like, oh, I feel lighter. I feel better. My brain is, and we talked about this in the last episode, like, you know, when you, an affirmation, right? Why am I so lucky? Why do things come easily to me? Why do I book the best weddings? Like my brain is now like subconsciously working on all that stuff. And it's like, because we are attuned to it and we're like conscious of it, it's pretty neat to like, you know, when I listen to this call later, when I'm editing it, it's going to be like Janae being one way when we started. And now I can hear it in my voice, how like excited I am at the end of the call, at the end of the show. And it's like, oh, I mean, this is real time. This, like, we did it live and it's incredible. So I hope people listening feel the same lightness that I feel right now, that you feel, and are like excited to do this for themselves. And we hope that you do. We hope that this is helpful. The whole reason we did this three-part series was to help inspire and encourage and help you in your business journey using the power of mindset and manifestation and affirmations. And, you know, it has truly changed my life and my business. And I know, you know, Becky's been doing this a lot longer than me. But, you know, your life changed and it's just, it's just amazing.
Yeah. And it's so fun. And I do want to, so by the way, this, what we've been talking about with this visualization, is a great way to get over any blocks or when you're stuck, like all of this. But for some of the other things, I will touch on this very briefly in case you're like, well, I'm the kind of person where I hate doing my accounting. How does this visualization help?
Oh, right. Yeah, let's go back.
And so, it could, because in the visualization, you could visualize having an accountant, by the way, who helps you do all of that stuff. So that could help you feel better. But in the short term, you could also create affirmations for something like, I'm so surprised at how fun managing my money can be. It's really fun to see how much money I'm making, and, you know, it makes me a better business owner. Whatever it is for you, like, to be tracking your money and to be paying attention to it actually brings you more money. Mm-hmm. So when you pay attention to your accounting, even if it's small right away, that's okay. Because the thing is that it's like, okay, I'm paying attention to this. I'm loving it. So if you decide that you're going to love your bank account, kind of like for yourself, you love your bank account, you love your accounting as much as you, and you accept it for however it is. So you love it as it is right now, no matter what's happening, you're grateful for it as it is right now. It will grow, because just like a plant, when you give it love and you give it water, it's going to grow. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to encourage you, if there's something in your business that you don't like doing, if you can't hand it off to somebody yet, and even if you can, just a little tip to begin to love it first before you hand it off to somebody. So you give it a little attention and you decide that you're going to love it anyway. You're going to love it, how messy it is, how whatever it is, and be kind to yourself. So even if you're not the best at it, say, I'm proud of the work that I'm doing with my money. Mm-hmm. I love my bank account for how it is, and I'm grateful for every cent that I have. And then set aside a little time each week, maybe, to do that, and try and give it love when you do it. And that may sound a little silly, but it really makes a huge difference if you can decide that you're grateful for every cent, and you're grateful that you have a bank account. You're grateful that you have, quote, an accounting problem, because that means you're bringing money in. So you actually have accounts. So try and come at it with a place of gratitude. And when you find yourself saying a negative statement, like we've said in previous calls, see if you can turn that around to something positive to make it happy for you. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a thing you can do with any kind of task you don't particularly enjoy. Find the joy in it, or like a way that you can reward yourself if you do it, or break it down. Sometimes it's because it feels overwhelming. Like, oh my God, I have so much to do. Don't look at it all at once. Like, what's the very first thing you have to do to make progress? And just do that one thing. Mm-hmm. This is something from, oh my gosh, it's a guy in The Secret, and I can't remember his name. I saw him speak live, and I think I might've mentioned this before. This is his thing, and I'm sorry, I'm not crediting him properly. Bob, it's the Pringle method?
Yeah.
Bob? Yeah, the Pringle method. So basically, like how you just can't eat one Pringle, the idea is that you just eat one Pringle. You just do one task, the first task, and then you'll find the next task is a little easier because you don't want to stop eating the Pringles. And so I recommend that that's all you do. You just start with the first step. And if all you can manage is that first step, you've still done the first step. Mm-hmm. So that's how you want to approach some of these things. And you can give yourself affirmations, like you can even do an affirmation, which is the question, like, who knew I was so amazing at accounting? Or who knew how fun doing my books could be? You know, like something like that, where you're like, wow, who knew? And then it creates a whole different feeling around something that maybe you don't like doing.
Yeah.
So,
or how did I get so much money in here?
Yes.
How did this show up today?
And there's a realization even, like, so say you're part of the reason you hate doing your accounting is because it makes you depressed. Maybe you're like worried. So the idea is to visualize yourself even in the short term. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy and grateful. I looked at my bank account. You know, it's the end of the month, say. I'm so happy and grateful. I was looking at my accounts today and I can't believe it, but I have more money at the end of this month than I had at the start. And just little things like that can really create momentum in your business and make it much more fun. So there's little.
Yeah, I think as wedding photographers or wedding photographers are probably like, well, how do I make editing better? You know, and it's like hire an editor or do some fun, you know, affirmations that you can turn around like, I'm really lucky to be editing this wedding. I had this, you know, wonderful client. Or I'm so grateful and excited to finish this wedding because, you know, it was, I don't know. You tell me.
The fact that you even have a wedding to edit tells you that right. You're being successful. Right. So
yeah, the fact that you have clients.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love that.
And in fact, there's something fun too. Like if you need to say like, so some people are motivated. I have one client who loves ice cream. Mm-hmm. And so we associate like finishing a task with getting a scoop of certain ice cream. Like, okay, this particular task is Rocky Road. And if you finish Rocky Road, like you do, you finish 10 minutes of doing or an hour of doing X or Y, you get to have, what is that worth to you? Is that a scoop of Rocky Road? Is that a whole sundae? Like you could do whatever it is for you that you feel like I want to do this thing. And then I'm going to reward myself with it. And it could be real. Or imagined. It doesn't matter. It can be mm-hmm. a metaphor. But you want to find the thing that makes you excited, right? Yeah. So like talking about before. So there's all sorts of ways to do this. But hopefully these little suggestions that we're giving you, you have a little like, aha, oh, I know what I could do. And that's what we're hoping. Janae, yeah. If I've been clear enough, is there anything that you think would make it clearer for other people who are listening?
No, I think it was great. I think, you know, if we just recap, before we end today's show, is that basically you said, one, write down what you're thinking about that's on your mind, right? That you're worried about, that you feel negative about, and then flip it into this affirmation and visualizing where you want yourself to be in a year from now, or 6 months from now, or a week from now. Like, is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. And then you'll find that what you wrote down almost most of the time should almost feel like, oh, I'm not worried about that at all. And then you can, if it's on a piece of paper, you can crumple it up and be like, not a problem anymore. And, you know, if these things on the page still bother you, even after, like, although the visualization might make you feel great, but this is still a little bug in your ear, then create an affirmation that is the opposite of that statement. So like the why are people contacting me? The question would then be, why is my inbox so full of leads? Or I'm so grateful that my inbox is so full of leads, quality leads that are excited to work with me. So you can always flip the questions. If it won't go away with the visualization, remember that you can flip it to a positive statement and then get rid of that page. Be like, rip it up, cross it out. Wherever you wrote it, delete it, so that then you only have the positive side. But it's okay to acknowledge. You need to acknowledge the things, those thoughts, because you're human. So it's okay if you have them.
Yeah. You're a human being. We are complex. We have, our brains are crazy. And sometimes you just have to like help them out. You know, like someone said to me recently, and they were like, this is just the story you tell yourself. This is not real. You know, we were talking about something I was working through, and she was like, this isn't even real, Janae. You just tell yourself this story. You have to just break the cycle. And it was someone to tell that me that I was like, oh, she is right. I'm making this up. It's not even real. Not even real. So it's so funny. Like, that's why I think having friends, having mentors, having coaches, having energy coaches, like all of this stuff. If you are open to it, obviously, can be really helpful, especially working in your business and helping you expand your mindset and bringing more happiness, more of what you're seeking into your life.
Absolutely. Because we're so in our self that doesn't matter how good you are, how practiced you are with this stuff. Old habits die hard. Sometimes you're like, oh my God, like you just said, I can't believe I was doing that. Yeah. Like and so it's really nice to have people in your life that can gently remind you, like, you know, that's not actually the reality. I was just talking with my husband the other day about a fear he had. And I said, you know, that is not actually happening, right? Like that is not our reality. And he's like, you know, you're right. I know it's not. Sometimes I can't help it. I say, well, I'm going to bring you back to what is actually true in this moment. And let's imagine where we'd like to be, what would like to happen. Yeah. And You can do that with your partner. You can help with your friends. And again, you can always get a coach or a mentor or somebody to help you, because sometimes you just need a little help. That's all.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, this has been amazing. I feel so much better. I hope people listening feel better as well and inspired to take inspired action and work on their blocks and what they're struggling with. I'm so grateful for you and your friendship. And I'm so excited to help other people in this way, helping them create a profitable business and be successful. Yeah. But yeah. We've also put something really exciting together just for you guys too. So we kind of mentioned this or like thought about it in the second episode. And then a couple people reached out and they wanted more help with their affirmations. They wanted more guidance and they were really inspired, but you know, didn't know where to start. So you guys are hearing it first. Becky and I have put together a brand new guide. It's called Upgrade Your Success. It's 101 business and personal affirmations to create a happier and wealthier life. And we're so excited to bring that and share that with you guys. It's just, we worked on it together. It's 101 affirmations that we both used, you know, Becky's, mine, and then we made some up together. And it's just a way to help sort of kickstart you in a good mood, help with your money mindset, help with your self-love, right? We've got some bonuses in there. We've got love. And what else is the other one? We did
health, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We did love and health. There are a couple. We've did like 20 bonuses in there. But yeah, you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, I'm just really excited. We had a lot of fun putting that together. And really, we're hoping that what it will do is you can go to the sheet and like look up. They're in three main sections. I think it is money, business, and affirmation to get yourself out of bad mood are the kind of the sections. I don't exactly know what order they're in, but you can go to those if you need. A, you can read them all, or you can pick and choose like, oh, I'm in this mood today. I need help with this. And you can go through and either you can read all of them or you can pick a couple favorites or you can use those favorites to springboard you into your own. Mm-hmm. So the best thing about this is that these are easy to use. They're a good guide for how you also write an affirmation, and feel free to just use the list. But if it then inspires you to write your own, please do. That's our goal, is to have you to really upgrade your mood and your vibration so that good things flow to you.
Exactly. Yeah. What I like to do with it and have been using it is I keep it on my desktop of my computer and I just click on it and I'm like, what do I want today? Right? Like, how am I feeling? You know, I have this money block. What should I use? And, you know, I say it three times. I write it out. It's just a good positive space, right? Like it's just a PDF of happiness, I feel like. You know,
yeah, it's fun working on it, because as I feel like so many good things have come my way because we've been working on it. So every day I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, you know, and then I'm like, oh, I feel so good now. And I love also what you said too. Put this, this is at the little start of like how to use it, but also I do recommend picking a couple, like you were just saying, a couple a day and writing them out. You can read them if you don't have time, but if you actually pick the ones you like and write them out, there's something effective about also physically writing out something and then saying it out loud.
Yeah. So we're so excited to bring it to you guys. Again, it's called Upgrade Your Success and it's linked in the show notes. You guys can get it right now. It's at the Tea with Janae shop. And because you guys are listeners, we have decided to give you 20% off. We have a coupon code just for you. It will not be listed anywhere else. You have to listen to the show to get it, but you can use the code MINDSET at checkout and you guys can save 20% off. So it's a little bonus for sticking through the whole series with us. So we hope you love it. We hope you use it. And we want to hear from you. I've actually received a bunch of DMs that I've sent to Becky of people that listen to the shows and said, thank you. This was so amazing. You really helped me. I'm so inspired. I found money. Some girl, Jessica, she got money in the mail and like, you know, social proof, there it is. So, you know, we love hearing from you. Please share your success with us, because that really makes us happy and is why we did this whole thing, just to help you guys out. So You can get the PDF. It's linked in the show notes. It's also for sale at the shop, which is tiwajanae.com/shop. And then you've got the coupon code MINDSET at checkout to save 20% off. But before we let Becky go, let's let everybody know where to find out more about you, your services, and connect online.
Yeah. So obviously, first things first, for my wedding business, it's just simplekonabeachweddings.com. If you'd like to contact me about, and also on Instagram and Facebook, it's at simplekonabeachweddings.com, simplekonabeachweddings. And of course, you can contact me through there and or you can DM me. But also my personal and coaching Instagram is Becky, B-E-C-K-Y, underscore, Ringler, R-I-N-G-L-E-R. That's my Instagram handle. And on Facebook, it's Becky.Ringler. And you'll see Becky Leonard Ringler is my personal thing. You'll see that there. So that's a great way to reach out. You can also email me at Becky@BeckyRingler.com. And I'm happy to hear from you. And right now, I don't have a specific coaching website. All of that is word of mouth and referral. But if you write to me and are interested, then we can certainly, we'll work it out that way too.
That's awesome. Yeah. So all this information will be in the show notes. You guys can swipe on up right now and let Becky know you listened to today's episode. We are so excited for you guys. We hope you like the shows. And Becky, thank you so much for doing this three-part series with me. It's been really fun. And I hope we think of something for next year.
Yeah, me too. Thank you so much. It's been so much fun. I can't wait to hear, I'm hoping that this was valuable to everybody listening. And it was just a joy to be here. And thanks so much for having me, Janae. It was great.
That's it, you guys. I hope you liked today's episode. I want to give a huge shout out and a big thank you to Becky for being my partner in crime in these last three episodes. It was so much fun doing this with you. We're so happy to help you guys. We're so excited for you to grab our new PDF. Go in the show notes, click on that link. You can visit tiwajanae.com/shop. Use that exclusive discount code for staying all the way to the end. I know this is a lengthy episode. And we're so excited to help you guys every day in your business, level up, power up your business, and get your head space in the right space. So if you have any questions or you need more help, you can hit us up on Instagram, and we can't wait to share our next cup of tea together. Bye, you guys.